Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by Seth Q, not a bank better. And it's always a pleasure to talk with Denise Moore, the CEO of the Minority Business Development Center. She's here with all kinds of news. First, the BBA meetings are in person, and we're having one on Tuesday.
That's right. Our normal day is on Monday, but because it's the holiday and we thought a lot of people may be taking a three-day weekend, we moved it to Tuesday, October the 11th.
All right. And on Tuesday, we'll talk about what?
We're going to talk about a number of different things. One of the first things we're going to talk about is getting an update from the City of Peoria about that RISE grant. You may recall a lot of businesses applied for funding that the City of Peoria has. They set aside some American Rescue Plan money. They call it ARPA. They set aside some ARPA money for businesses. And I've been getting some calls, and I know some businesses out there are receiving the grant, but we wanted to find out directly from the city what the next step is, how long it's going to take to get the monies out, if there's a possibility of additional monies coming. So that's one thing we're going to talk about. The other thing is we've decided with this session that every quarter we're going to talk about grants. People are so interested in finding out more about grants. And the aspect that we're going to talk about on Tuesday is the phenomena of a lot of people or organizations becoming a 501c3 nonprofit. That's the most popular type of nonprofit you've heard about. And so we're going to bring in someone who has been really assisting people in getting that paperwork done. He's a CPA, and so that's what he's been doing for a lot of years now. But he has some concerns that individuals who are getting this 501c3 nonprofit designation do not fully understand how a person raises money with that. And so he's going to be here to talk to us about that. And then finally, believe it or not, the state is coming out with another grant. In fact, they're coming out with two more grants. I've got some general information to share about that. The date that will be announced is coming up soon. And so at this meeting, we're going to talk about the types of documents that you should start getting prepared right now. So when this grant is announced in a couple of weeks, if not sooner, people are already prepared and ready to apply.
All right, let's go back a little bit. The RISE grant, refresh my memory, was that given for businesses that were adversely impacted by COVID?
Yes, yeah, so the RISE monies are all connected to, in some way, a COVID experience. So, for example, if a business delayed buying some type of equipment because there was a backlog and you couldn't get that in. So that's part of it. And if you recall with the city, RISE is an acronym, RISE. And the first grants were provided to those folks who already have businesses, and because the first letter R stands for restore. And so those are the funds that are going out right now. I got a call just this week. I won't mention the name of the business because I didn't tell them I was going to talk about them. But that they were calling to thank us for assisting them in applying for that. And so, yes, you're right. That was out of this whole COVID experience.
And on Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the Minority Business Development Center, 2139 Southwest Adams, the BBA, in person, you have a meeting. People should probably call in advance because space is limited, right?
That's right. Our phone number here is 309-966-3989. And you should call just to reserve your seat. And that is so that we understand how many people are coming. Even though we are some ways through the COVID experience, we still want to make sure that people are properly distanced. We have a big enough room. If you've been here before, you know we've got a big enough room to accommodate 50, 60 people. But we still want to make sure that everybody is comfortable coming in the space.
You were talking about CPA, and you'll recall last week on Dollars and Cents, we talked with Michael Jackson, a certified public accountant, and he said a couple of things that I think kind of raised your eyebrows in terms of, yes, we need to expound on that and educate people a little bit more. I know at the BBA meeting you talked about understanding the ramifications of being a nonprofit 501c3. But one of the things that Michael talked about that you were saying we need to do more education on is people understanding that when they start a business, they need to be capitalized and they need to have that money. Now, if you get a grant, that's great. If you get a loan, that's another thing. But at the onset, when you say, I want to be a business person and I'm going to open up a business or start a business, what I heard Michael say was you go into that with some capital.
Absolutely. If your first question as you are about to open your doors is, how do I find money to start my business? If that's your first question, then we're already have some concerns. The product or service that you're providing should be well oiled. You've been working on that. You've contacted or surveyed the market being people who may be your potential customers or clients, to determine that you have a good product or service. You have a long range plan. You don't open up a business with the idea that in 3 months you're going to close. So you have to have a long range plan to get that done. And during your long range planning process, you are acquiring funds, you're finding out where the monies are. All of this might take 6 months, could take less, oftentimes takes more, but the key word is patience. If you want something to last, you have to put the time into it to build it properly.
Time equals money.
Time equals money. Yes, you can't get more time, but if you do it properly, you can get more money.
So I'm going to use a couple of analogies, one with restaurants, and then I'll just make up something also, a circus analogy. Let's start with my made-up analogy. Okay, I'm a juggler, all right? I think I'm a good juggler, and I can entertain people at parties with my juggling skills. And somebody says, you know, you should do juggling professionally. You could go to parties and entertain and charge people something for that and go around town and do that and make some money. And maybe I've done that a few times. And then I say, you know, I'm going to start a juggling business, okay? But I need an outfit to wear, and I need to market myself, and I need my juggling materials. I need bowling pins and balls and stuff like that. What I hear you saying, and what I heard Michael saying, was that when it comes to purchasing the bowling pins, my outfit, the balls, my website, all of that, it's probably a good idea that that is capitalized before I open the business. I don't go into it saying, okay, where do I find money for these bowling pins?
Right. And so I'm glad you defined what the word capitalized means. You meant I need to have money to buy those things, the basic things for my business. Yes. As I said a moment ago, your business is already fully baked if you are ready to open the doors or start providing your service. So you already should have had those things that you just mentioned. But the word you use was an interesting one, and that word was juggling. We have a lot of people coming inside the Minority Business Development Center who have some fantastic ideas. In fact, they might have 3, 4, or 5 fantastic ideas that they're trying to facilitate all at the same time. That's called juggling. And what we have encouraged folks to do is to look at what you believe, and to getting back to your example, is the strongest thing that you do. What is the strongest thing that you do? What is the thing that you have found you've been the best at or the most successful? And we're not saying you can't have 3, 4, or 5 different ideas for businesses, but if none of them have launched, let's get that strongest one launched first. And that will be the thing, the business, that then starts to perhaps fund the other businesses. But you have to start somewhere. And we see a lot of folks coming in that might have 3 or 4 or 5 things going on all at the same time. And through our small business startup cohort that we have going on now, Fred Stewart is encouraging people to take a reset, is what he calls it. And so look at those five businesses that you're running right now and determine what is the strongest one. What is the one that you have the most success with? And let's build that out. And that becomes the foundation for the others.
And within your business operation, I'm thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong, you could probably do the same thing. The other analogy that I was going to use was probably the most popular, and that's a restaurant. You know, I can cook, all right? I make some mean chicken wings, okay? And so if I make some mean chicken wings and everybody likes them, and we've had many success stories. I mean, we gave a BBA award to the Lovin' Goods for their barbecue sauce, which is now in 80 locations throughout the Midwest. Congratulations to Brenda and Tony. And yeah, it started with them making wings and putting the sauce on the wings. And the next thing you know, that parlayed into, you know, bigger and better things. But let's say I can make mean wings, okay? If that's the best thing that I do, yeah, on the side, I can, you know, do some potato salad and I can do this or I can do whatever. What I heard you and Michael saying is that I need to make sure that before I say, okay, I'm going to open up a catering business, I got more than just my oven at home and the packet of wings that I have in the freezer. Right? And, you know, I need a little more than that.
That's right. And going to a bank, oftentimes when you are a restaurant, is a frustrating experience because restaurants are the fastest growing and failing businesses out there. And when a bank sees someone coming in with a great business plan for a restaurant, they will oftentimes still say no because that business starts and fails faster than anything.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. And so a lot of people may be frustrated why it is that when they go to the bank, that's been their experience. Or look for yourself. There are certain places that you may see around town that open it, that are restaurants, and they open, and a couple of months later they close, and it's another name. Or they open, and six months later that business is that business closes, and then it's a different name, and then it opens and closes, opens and closes. Restaurants are the business that you will see that do that the most. And unfortunately, what I have seen, people who have fantastic businesses that they're running out of their homes, too soon jump out and get a brick and mortar. Yeah. And they're doing great in their homes, and getting people to book their business and buy their dishes. So what that says is that, what is that? It's a children's story. Slow and steady wins the race. And that is the point at which, when you're doing fantastic in your home, you start getting someone to consult with, whether it's the Minority Business Development Center or SCORE, or the Small Business Development Center, get with someone who has experience guiding individuals like yourself out of the kitchen at your house into a kitchen inside a brick and mortar. Sometimes you might have to partner with some type of business that's already out there doing a similar type of thing, but to your example, they don't make great chicken wings. Well, maybe you and that business can get together, and together you grow until you can step out on your own. There are many ways to get that done.
Right. And we've been talking about restaurants, but there are many other kinds of businesses that people have started in their home that then have branched out. I know a lady, Denise Moore, who was selling African-American gifts out of her home. Doing quite well, and on the weekends people would come in an open house and browse and buy things, and that became successful, and after a couple of years of growth, found a location, opened up a store, And then after a couple of years, found a bigger location and more cultural expressions was in Bloomington Normal for some 11 years. I want to pause and remind our listeners, this is Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. And we're always pleased to have Denise Moore in the studio. Try to talk to her at least once a month to find out an update on what's happening with the BBA. A reminder, the BBA in-person meeting will be held on Tuesday, October 11th at 6 p.m. at 2139 Southwest Adams. You're encouraged to call to reserve a space. The number 309-966-3989, extension 0. Again, that's the BBA meeting. And let's continue this discussion. You brought up Fred Stewart, who does business coaching, has a cohort going on. Let's talk about your staff here. You got Fred Stewart doing that. You have Felisa Durr doing IT. Some wonderful things that are happening with both of them.
Absolutely. And so what we have done recently, we have retooled both the entrepreneurship program and the contractors program. We have taken it to the next level. In fact, in order to get into either one of those contractors or entrepreneur program, it is a limited number of people that are invited to participate, primarily because we're not just coaching you and just letting you go and do whatever it is that you want to do. Those who are brought into the program are going to, on the back end, literally launch their business. We're going to stay with those limited number of people from the entrepreneurship standpoint and the contractor development program. That program is being retooled. In fact, we delayed the start of it so that we can recraft it in order to be more
user-friendly?
Yeah, absolutely. User-friendly, beneficial. Follow those contractors. We have general contractors who are still waiting for black contractors. I think you remember me saying that if I hear one more time, we can't find a black contractor to do this or that, I was going to scream. They are out there, but we need to continue to lift them up. With the entrepreneurship program, that has even converted to a credentialing program. And what that means is that through the Department of Labor, we now are able to give you a credential. So if you walk into a bank with a business plan, no matter what type of business you have, you can show them you've gotten this credential from the Department of Labor to say that you know what the heck you're doing with this business that you're trying to launch or you're trying to grow. With the contractors program, we have partnered with a general contractor who is literally going to be the big brother to those businesses as they develop, to give them some, you know, down and dirty information about what they're doing right, what they can improve upon, and how to move to the next level. And so that is happening now. We are looking for black contractors who are serious, not someone who just want to do this on the side, but someone who really are serious about growing their business. And they're invited to come to the meeting on Tuesday as well.
Because that's a very lucrative field. I mean, let me just say, in all the years that I've talked to folks about contracting, the opportunities are out there. We did an interview that will be aired in an hour or so with Reverend Marvin Hightower, giving us an update on the NAACP banquet that's coming up. And he mentioned the city of Peoria having that list of black businesses, which is kind of a piggyback to something that your organization and some others did. It's good to see the city of Peoria coming on board with that concept. So that eliminates this whole I can't find them narrative that was out there. But yeah, it's a lucrative field. I appreciate it when you said, you know, people who are serious about it. Yeah, you can do some painting and some other stuff on the side. But if you're serious, this is a great time to go into contracting because the construction jobs in the foreseeable future are going to be out there. Building jobs are out there. This is a great opportunity.
But you know, here's the thing. maybe you don't want to be a commercial contractor. Maybe you don't want to work for a government or a park district. Maybe you just want, you like working with a residential. And so we are looking for those people as well. And there's a lot of, like you said, a lot of money in that. I've had someone call me last week asking for someone who was a great house painter. Mm-hmm. Well, I know people who paint. I mean, I can paint. Well, my husband says I can't paint. I just slap paint on a wall, but I don't have a business doing that. But I know a lot of great painters and or people who do landscaping. That is a very lucrative field. And yes, from a commercial standpoint, with the Build Back Better federal government program that's out there, monies are coming to states and municipalities to help build up their infrastructure. So there is money in that process, but you need to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then moving forward, Felisa Durr, yes, she runs our IT program. In fact, within a very short time of her coming here, she wrote and was successful in obtaining her first grant that allows us to teach older individuals basic computer essentials.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
I looked at the book that she's using, and anybody can take this class, and maybe you have a computer and you always wanted to know, well, what does this little button do? Well, you don't know. What Felisa's going to teach you that. She had to go through 5 weeks of training herself in order to teach that class. And so coming into that would be outstanding. Also, we added something, as you may remember, Youth STEAM. So that's a program whereby young people, 5th through 12th grade, come in and they are taught coding classes. And neither the older individuals or the youth have to pay for any of those classes. And so a lot of things have been retooled here. 2023 is going to see us exploding into a lot of new areas and expanding the things that we're doing. And finally, we are opening our new office in Bloomington Normal, and that is scheduled to open. Our grand opening is scheduled for November 15th.
November 15th.
Yes.
And that's in the Eastland Mall.
In the Eastland Mall on Veterans Parkway. And what we're going to be doing there is exactly what we're doing here, helping that community to grow their business, to understand that minority businesses have value and offer great services.
And before we forget, you also have some incubator office rental space.
That's right. If you are in need of an office, that includes heat and light and water and a microwave and all sorts
everything.
Of, also a mailing address. We have space in our incubator. We have several office styles and sizes. Just give us a call, 309-966-3989. I'd love to take you on a tour of those offices. And it's a 24/7 access. You have your own key. You have your own alarm code. You can use it for almost anything that you want to do. Just give us a call.
All right. Denise Moore, again, a reminder, the BBA meeting is on Tuesday, October 11th at 6 p.m. here at the Minority Business Development Center, 2139 Southwest Adams. And you're encouraged to call the number that she just gave, 309-966-3989, to reserve your space. Hey, thanks for coming by the studio.
I enjoy being here. Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to Dollars and Cents. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Dollars and Cents airs at 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. And you can also catch us on the web on our podcast by going to WPNV.org. Thanks for listening.